This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. I was not able to make the live today, this morning, My wife went into the studio and she was doing another class at the same time that I was supposed to do live. And then life took over. But again, as I promised everyone, inshallah, my plan was to do lives every single day. So trying to keep my promise. It's 10:47. I should be going to sleep any moment. But before I went to sleep, I wanted to end the day with a short reminder for everybody. And this reminder is primarily related to whatever we're going through, but more importantly, I wanted to carry on the conversation of what is happening with what currently the conversation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we've been having. So if you've been joining me on my YouTube or on my Facebook pages, you know very well that we have been talking about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the five related things that we need to discuss related to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we've already talked about the first three things, which is the shama'il, the characteristics of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've talked about the fada'il, the superiority of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We talked about the dala'il, the evidentiary grounds on which we as Muslims can believe and prove that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the true an authentic messenger. Now, what we're talking about now is something different, which is today we're going to talk about what are the khasa'is of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exclusively and solely, you know, made exceptions to the rules or created rules that only apply to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. So there's nobody else that is involved in this process. It's just Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rules related to that. Okay. So in that sequence, I just wanted to, one second, I'm doing something here. Not working. Okay. So In relation to that, I just wanted to focus on a few things. But in relation to that, let's give you an example. So some of the khasa'is of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things that are exclusive for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any one of us, we make wudu, and if we doze off, like you're sitting on a sofa, the way I am right now, and you doze off, you're like, oh, all right, and you doze off. Every single one of us, because we dozed off, we have to go back and make wudu. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was not the case. So once upon a time, Rasulullah obviously dozed off. He was a human being. And then what happened is he woke up and he went straight for prayer. So the sahabas, they were quick to correct Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, ya Rasulullah, laqad nimt, like you just woke up from your sleep. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to that, and he said, "Tanamu aynai," that my two eyes sleep, "wala qalbi la yanam," that my heart does not sleep. Okay, so this tells us that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an exception to that rule, that even when he was gone asleep, his heart would never sleep. Another example of some of the khasa'is or things that are exclusive to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, for example, sawmul wisal. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is recorded that at times he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, hala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would fast for 40 days continuous, non-stop. But when the sahabas, they realized that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's fasting for 40 days. At that moment, what happened was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he realized that some of the sahabas are about to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in doing sawmul wisal, which is fasting continuously without food and water for more than a day. Rasulullah would do that for 40 days. So the Sahabas, they wanted to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Rasulullah stopped them and prevented them from doing so. And he told them that my Rabb feeds me and he gives me drink, and you cannot copy me in this. So it is an exclusivity. يُطْعِمُنِي رَبِّي وَيُسْقِينِي. That my Rabb, he brings food for me and water, and he provides the provisions of food and water for me, and you can't do that. So you cannot copy me in this. Similarly, if any one of us, we wanted to get married, for example, then a brother cannot just simply walk up to a sister and say, hey, you know what, I'm interested in getting married, let's get married. Right? There are rules there, like you have to have wali. You have to have the guardian of the sister. He has to give permission. Like, you can get married. But for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that was not the case, as it is mentioned in the Quran. If he was to find a woman that was attractive, and he was attracted towards a woman, all he had to do is he would have to go and ask her. And then his nikah would take place. And he would not have to provide wali. And he would not have to provide mahar. And he would not have to provide any of the witnesses that are required. So these are things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had khasa'is in reference to, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He had reference to this particular thing, which is, That you know, I lost my thought. Anyhow, it's the end of the day, that's what happens. But you know, these are the things that were, yes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant to say that Allah used to provide them. Yes, that is the question. Hala, jazakallah khair for asking the question. So Hala asks that, you know, what was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant to say that Allah provided for the food and drink during his fasts of wisal, during the fasts in which he would do continuous fast. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was provided that. Another one of those exemptions is, or they call it khasa'is, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, when you and I say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, that salam of ours, that salutations of ours, is presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's an angel there by the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you say Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad, at that point, an angel, he says, Ya Rasulullah, that person so-and-so, for example, the angel actually mentions the name, your name, and it mentions the name of your father. So it says, for example, you know, person so-and-so, for example, Abu Abdurrahman. So if Abu Abdurrahman, his son, you know, Abu Abdurrahman, Mus'ab, so Mus'ab is the brother, and then you have his son, Abdurrahman. So if Abdurrahman sends salutation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that point, the angel says, Ya Rasulullah, لَقَدْ بَلَغَ السَّلَامِ إِلَيْكَ, that a salam has come to you, مِنْ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَانِ, from Abdurrahman ibn Mus'ab, or from Aisha, or from Hala, or whatever your name is, bint Fulan, the daughter of Fulan, the son of Fulan. And this is where the ulama, they have drawn a very beautiful point. They said that sending salutations on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a form of birr to your parents. And I just want to know, if those of you that are here, how do you think it is birr? How are you being good to your parents when you send salutations on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is that a form of birr? Let's see if anyone of you are awake and you still have any any energy left to be able to answer that. How do you think it's a birr? Like, how am I being good to my parents when I'm sending Allahumma salli ala Muhammad to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What's there? Like, what's happening? Right? Those of you that are here, if you want to comment, right, before I tell the answer, it's going to be fun to see who's going to be able to answer this, right? I'm like really cozy up here, man. I'm like, I just want to knock out. But before I do that, I do want an answer from people that are watching. So let's see which one of us can answer. Because the angel repeats the name of our parents in front of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beautiful, beautiful. That is amazing, Hala. That is exactly the reason, right? Because the mentioning of your name in auspicious gatherings, in gatherings where there are really dig like imagine you're, tomorrow Prime Minister comes out on like the COVID briefs and and he says, Hala bint Noor or Hala Noor, if that's your name, then Hala bint Fulan ibn Fulan, Hala, the daughter of so and so, mashallah, is this and that. And the Prime Minister is mentioning that. What do you think is going to be the state of your father? What do you think is going to be the state of our fathers when they hear that our names are being mentioned in front in gatherings where there are these dignitaries? We're going to be like, Subhanallah, your father's going to be elated, your mother's going to be elated, they're going to be like off top the roof. Then what about your father's name being mentioned in front of Sayyidul Khalq, the best of the creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That is no short feat. So let us be very, very cognizant of this fact that even sending salutations on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leads you to having birr with your parents. I hope that was a short and sweet reminder before you guys go to sleep. And those of you that are in Pakistan, you're just about to get wake up, or you're just about to wake up. But for me, I'm about to hit the bed. I will see you on Instagram tomorrow. I will see you all. Those of you that haven't joined, we have a class every morning on Instagram. Tomorrow morning, I have to remember if we're doing fiqh or aqidah. We'll find out. I will close off over here. Barakallahu feekum, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Exactly, Hala. That's so true. Like our parents are super excited, when they're called in private distributions. All right, Jazakallah khair, Barakallahu feek, Amir. Assalamu alaikum. Have a nice night. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.